Wild Talk Radio Network.
Welcome, everyone, to Monday Night Raw.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
So, what do you guys want to talk about?
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
It's just a man. What the Rock is cooking.
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for ya!
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
This is Monday Night Raw!
Let's welcome these fools to the Uso Penitentiary.
The family is starting to get back together. This is the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. Chat, if you have the Amazon Prime link, it's your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming, the sports channel. By clicking the purple rectangle button below the screen, like Lindsay did, for 53 months. You can also use credit card RocketSuck or Lindsay Morton, the Fortnite item shop, with hashtag Epic Partner. I'm the producer. That's Lindsay. What are we doing?
We are on the road to Crown Jewel and Halloween, but also Crown Jewel. This was the go-home for the pay-per-view, and oh my goodness, was this an interesting offering tonight.
It was. Seth Rollins was in the ring at some point during the show, and he said Bronson Reed is reminding him of what he's capable of, and he kind of like it. Bronson promised Adam Pearce he wouldn't cause chaos. Reed said if Rollins wants to hunt a monster, then he was waiting in a parking lot. Wade's like, that's a trap. Rollins told Reed not to move, and he followed the trap. Pearce was trying to stop him, saying he's already had his match, and Rollins was like, Nope, we're gonna go. So we go into the parking lot. Rollins looks around. Him and Reed started having a fight. Stopped them on a car. Cuts a promo, a little bit yelling, screaming. And then Reed got back up. They start brawling some more. And dropped a Death Valley driver through some tables. And Seth Rollins was down and out for the count. And we were told that he was at a local medical facility getting his ribs checked out.
You know, like you do. I like this. I thought this was really good. I mean, the whole thing, the whole setup from top to bottom was great. You know, I've said this for weeks. I love it when they cannot contain themselves and they fight the second that they're there.
Yes.
So I thought this was all very well executed, very well done. No problems with this whatsoever. It kind of puts a little bit of doubt on the match with somebody having to go to a medical facility. That's still a thing. But all of this I thought was very well done.
Yeah, I think they said a local emergency room, so it wasn't a medical facility, but we all know that's what they
look,
do.
Look, it's been medical facility for 20-something years for me. That's what it is, okay? You know?
I always wonder why they went back to using medical facility instead of hospital. It's just terms, I guess, because they don't want to be, I guess they don't want to be specific saying hospital because there's, like, urgent care now, so that's a medical facility. It's, I don't know.
I think it's more along the lines that they probably don't want stupid people going to the hospital that's in the area trying to find the person that's there. I think that might be why.
That too. Yeah,
but it fits more now that there's like urgent care and there's like not everybody goes to the emergency room or not everybody goes to the hospital. There's other places you can go, although not every urgent care is 24/7, which some of them kind of should be. That would be nice, but you don't always need to go to the hospital for everything, especially depending on what time it is. So But I would say it's more. I think that's why they stopped using it, was because like people were going to hospitals and stuff, and they don't need to be there unless they're injured. And then yes, please go.
Yes, it was Rey Mysterio and Dragon Lee taking on the New Day, taking on the War Raiders for a shot at the World Tag Team titles. Really good triple threat match. More stuff happening with the New Day. Confusion. Kingston was going for the double team, but Woods dropped off the rope to go attack Ray instead of helping out Kofi for a moment. Chad Gable got involved, but in the end, the War Raiders are now your number one contenders for the World Tag Team titles.
Xavier cut a really good promo on his social media, mm-hmm. talking about the match last week with Ray and everything that's been kind of going on. He's been putting out some really good stuff on social, but we're seeing the very slow heel turn of one Xavier Woods as he continues down the path of darkness.
The Miz was yelling at Adam Pearce. The final testament showed up. Karrion told Miz to find Bo Dallas and ask him why he's getting involved in his business, or he'll break Miz's legs.
I mean, that's motivational.
It is very motivational, yeah. It really is.
I still am very confused by this whole thing. I'm not gonna lie.
Mm-hmm.
I'm willing to see where it goes, but I have questions.
Sheamus beat Ludwig Kaiser. Solid match.
Very solid match. I like this. I thought this was good, you know? Very physical. I wouldn't mind watching it again.
Yeah. Dom was talking, Judgment Day was talking to Adam Pearce. Dom wants to know who he's going to fight tonight. He was told it's going to be Damian Priest. So, you know, Dom's like, I know all his tricks and I'll take care of him. Finn says he need to be careful. He said he would go out there by himself and he would have the rest of the crew remain backstage. Interesting.
Very interesting.
We had a video package with Rhea Ripley talking about stuff with Raquel Rodriguez and, you know, and all she cares about is getting her title back and taking care of Raquel along the way. Solid promo.
Very solid promo. This is where I'm curious. Is Raquel going over to Saudi?
I would assume so, yeah.
I was thinking about that last night when I was listening to the show, and I was like, is she going over? Because that may influence my pick. But yeah, this is all really good.
I think she's full back. I think she's got everything under control. Gunther had a video package, so, you know, slowly hyping it. They kind of did the main stuff for this match on SmackDown. So, they're just continuing it on.
I mean, in terms of this match, there's not a whole lot you need to do for it. It's sort of already set up and everybody's good to go on it. So, you just need to keep it warm at this point, which they're there. So, I think Gunther cutting a promo, you get him on the show, you might have everybody, you know, be reminded of the match, put it over, and then he's good to go.
Ivy Nile took care of Zelina Vega. Solid little match.
I wish they would do more with Zelina. I really, really, really do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was a good match. It was a great match. But, like, I wish they would do more with Zelina. Push her, as the signs say.
Indeed. Your main event of the show was Damian Priest and Dominic Mysterio. Dominic got the win.
Via distraction,
yeah. And then Damian just destroyed both Dom and Carlito. Bunch of shots with the chair to Dom. And then double choke slams to Carlito and Dom to end Monday Night Raw.
I like how many times Damien went back.
Mm-hmm.
That was really good.
It was.
He's like, I'm not done. I'm just going to. And the ref just finally giving up. That was a nice little touch. Like, the ref is just yelling at him the whole time. And he finally, on the last one, he's like, just do it. You're going to do it anyway. So just go ahead. Like, it was a good match. It was an entertaining match. I like that you had Dom Wynn be the distraction. And then you have Damien be like, oh, no, I'm going to beat your butt boy. Here we go.
Yeah, there was no Finn. I don't know if he's back. I think he might be back, but they went overseas. I know with him and JD came back, but I don't know, maybe Finn stayed over there. They appeared at OTT a couple days ago, so he may still not be back in the country. I don't know. But they just kept him off the show.
Maybe he stopped over in Ireland to see family before he came back.
But at Monday Night Raw, opened up with Jey Uso. Jey said he lost his title and has all this family drama. He said he had to retaliate and cost the bloodline the tag team titles. Jey says there's only one person he wanted to speak to, and that person knows who is. In walks Jimmy Uso. Jimmy thanked Jey for what he did on SmackDown. Jimmy said they need to be together to take down the Solo's bloodline. Jimmy said they're not the ones. Jey said, we're not the ones either. Jey said last time we saw you was at WrestleMania, and they were fighting. He said a lot has happened, and I became Intercontinental Champion. Jay said no title tops being Jimmy's twin brother. Jimmy held out his hand, but Jay, we still have to fix things. No handshake. Jay said they do. They're nobodies, do boys, side pieces, or yes men. They are grown men, and if they do this, they'll do this together as the Usos. Jimmy told Jay that Roman will be at SmackDown, and you should come talk to him. Jay said he would be there, and, you know, they were about to shake again, and then we had the Tongans show up to attack the Usos. Solo came out. Jacob came out. They all got involved. Jay was tied up, or one of them was tied up in the ropes. Jay threw a chair in. Jimmy got free. Super kicks. Solo backed everybody off, along with Adam Pearce and a bunch of security. So that was interesting.
I'm a little surprised, not disappointed, but just kind of surprised that they went for this fast. I would have thought they would have stretched it out a little bit more. But it's fine. There's nothing wrong with it. The promo between the brothers was really good. Having them kind of be sort of hesitant, like, yeah, I don't know if I really want to, and sort of like that trust is still not there, was a really good sell. And then having the new bloodline roll up and take them out was also really fantastic. Because you are definitively putting people on specific sides in regards to the family, in regards to the bloodline and what's happening. But the X factor in all of it is Roman. And where is Roman going to go, right? And are the brothers going to side with Roman after everything that happened, right?
But there's one other key piece, though.
There is.
His name is Sami Zayn, who they got cross path with the Usos. And he wanted to speak to Jay alone. Zayn asked Jay if everything was really cool now after everything that they did to him, and he wondered if he was really going to speak with Roman. Jay said he thinks Solo's worse than Roman. Jay told Sami to sound like he was on Solo's side. I'm not on anyone's side. He told Jay that he didn't have to choose sides and go back. Jay told Sami that he wouldn't understand this because he's not family.
Ooh.
Jimmy and Jay are now talking and asked how when Jay told Zayn he wasn't family. Well, he's not, Jimmy said. Jay said Sami stepped up when Jimmy left. Jimmy asked Jay to let him to talk to Sami. Jay was worried something bad would happen, but Jimmy's like, we're just gonna talk. We're just gonna talk. And then as he was going around and looking for him and all the things, he spots something. Jay then asked Jimmy if he spoke with Sami, and Jimmy pointed to the parking lot where Sami is talking to Solo.
Oh, Sami. Oh, Sami.
So it all begins, the drama, the intrigue. How does Sami get involved? How does he become part of the story? It's good to see and find out.
We bring in those receipts up. We bring in those past players back in. And, you know, where if Sami gets involved, because, you know, depending on how Roman goes, depending on how all this happens, the Usos may need a third and they may need a fourth. And, well, Sami would be a good option for that because of his past with the bloodline.
Indeed.
But there's plenty of issues there between everybody and Sami. So it's, can we even trust him? Because, you know, obviously Sami was, in the end, using the bloodline to get to Roman and worm his way into getting a title shot, which, of course, hurt Jay and hurt Jimmy and hurt everybody, because Jay and Jimmy especially had like more or less adopted Sami, and then Sami's like, yeah, so about that, I was just kidding, guys. So this won't help his cause any with the brothers, so we'll have to see how this goes down. But once again, I want to see more. I want to know more. So please, Hunter, tell us more.
But that will do it for the Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. We will be back Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern for the rec.
That's right. Tune in. We'll have news. We'll have notes. We will have our crown jewel pick'em. So tune in for that, where we will let you know who we think's going to win, who we think's going to lose, and all the shenanigans that are going to go down. So it's the rec Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
Friday night, if he has a controller that works well, GM battles. If not, we'll be live Saturday night for WTR game night featuring Fortnite, followed by CBRuda live at 11:30 p.m. Eastern. Sunday, it's WTR Sunday Wrestle Talk Radio, 10 p.m. Eastern to review Crown Jewel. We'll be back next Monday night for our Raw Post Show live at 11 p.m. Eastern. Chat if you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. Support the channel by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. You can also use creator code ROCKETSOCK or
Lynn's M. Ward
in the Fortnite item shop or Epic Games Store. Wahey.
because we are hashtag epic partners. You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lynns Ward, LNSWD. You can check me out on Twitch, twitch.tv/LynnsWard. You can follow me on YouTube, youtube.com/@LynnsWard. And you can follow me on TikTok, LynnsWard0.
This has been the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. We'll see you Thursday for the Rack. I'm right back here every Monday night for the Raw Post Show, live at 10 p.m. Eastern, along the airways of the Wild Talk Radio Network. Let's go, Oos.
Wild Talk Radio Network.